If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, folks, welcome back to The Stoic Life, your daily dose of calm confidence. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little bit of wisdom, a whole lot of humor, and maybe even a dash of existential pondering. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly feel like everyone else is living their best life? Yeah, we've all been there. Comparison is the thief of joy, they say, and it's something I battle with constantly. So today, let's talk about letting go of comparison and competition because trust me, it's a game changer. Now, before you tune out thinking this is another preaky self-help episode, hear me out. We're not talking about becoming some Zen master who lives in a secluded cave that sounds pretty nice sometimes. We're just going to talk about practical ways to shift your mindset and actually feel good about yourself even when the world throws its insecurities at you. Here are five things we can start doing right now to ditch the comparison trap. First, recognize that everyone's journey is different. Just because someone else seems to be crushing it doesn't mean they're actually happier or more fulfilled. We all have our own timelines, struggles, and victories. It's like comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruits, but they taste completely different. Second, focus on your own goals and values. What truly matters to you? What are you passionate about? When you're clear on what you want to achieve, it becomes less about what other people are doing and more about staying true to yourself. Think of it like training for a marathon. Would you compare yourself to Usain Bolt or focus on your own personal best? Third, practice gratitude. This one's huge. When you're grateful for what you have, you're less likely to get caught up in wanting what someone else has. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious cup of coffee or spending time with loved ones. Fourth, celebrate your own wins. Don't downplay your achievements, no matter how small they seem. Every step forward is worth celebrating. Remember that feeling of accomplishment when you finally mastered that difficult recipe or nailed that presentation at work. Those are your wins, own them. And lastly, remember that comparison is a losing game. It's a distraction from what truly matters, living your best life on your terms. So ditch the competition, embrace your uniqueness, and focus on becoming the best version of yourself. Now, let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with this whole comparison thing. Back in college, I was surrounded by incredibly driven and talented people. It was inspiring, sure, but it also made me feel like I wasn't good enough. I constantly compared myself to others, feeling inadequate and anxious. One day, during a particularly stressful week, I sat down with my friend Sarah, who's always been super grounded and supportive. We were grabbing coffee, and I just poured out all my frustrations about feeling behind and overwhelmed. Sarah listened patiently, then she said something that really stuck with me. "Logan," she said, "you're comparing apples to oranges. Everyone has their own path, their own strengths, and their own challenges." She reminded me to focus on my own journey, celebrate my wins, and remember that true success isn't about outdoing others, but about being the best version of myself. That conversation was a turning point for me. It helped me realize that comparison is a trap, a constant loop that leads to dissatisfaction and negativity. I started focusing on my own goals, celebrating my achievements, and practicing gratitude for the things I have. And you know what? It made a world of difference. So remember, folks, let go of the need to compare yourself to others. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, practice gratitude, and remember that true success is about being authentically you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies you use to combat comparison? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Life for your daily dose of calm confidence. Until next time, keep it real and keep striving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.